a 12-point Illinois State lead. Coach Kristen Gillespie joins us now. Hey, first, congratulations.
Thank you so much. So proud of these kids.
What a milestone. I mean, let's talk about the game in a bit, but what a milestone.
Hey, I told you we weren't going to be a Thursday team, you know, and I'm just, they've worked so hard. And I think this group was a little nervous to say their goals outright, you know, and it's just one of our goals that in the locker room we always talked about. We didn't want to be a Thursday team, and to see them fulfill it, it's pretty awesome.
Okay, so let's talk about the game a little bit. A little bit of a, I don't know, a shaky start, I guess, to be perfectly fair about
definitely.
It. And but why was that?
I think in practice this week you could tell there was a lot on the line, and we were a little nervous, and that's what we just talked about, just to settle down at half. I didn't think we were great defensively. It looked like we had never run our offense. I just think the pressure and the nerves, but I kept telling them, guys, we have another game regardless, you know, and I just think we just kind of settled down and just went back to playing kind of our style of basketball. And then Simone was pretty outstanding.
Yeah, we can't overlook her, and I don't know what her final totals were. She ended up 23 points. So Simone ends up with 23 points. She was another monster. She wasn't alone, but I mean, that power that she possesses in the post is, I mean, she just kept breaking down whoever was on her.
It's just nice to know, like, on a night, they did a really nice job on Hannah, made it really tough that we could go and play through her. But I thought Meg Talbot had some big shots. You know, V played on one leg, 40 minutes or 39. Paige played well. It was just a great team win.
And let's see, I think you held them on the game shooting. I'm looking for it here. 23%, is that right? Or yeah. No, that was from three. You know, they
35 for the game, yeah. 7 from the three, which was a big, we talked about guarding that 3-point line. You know, their freshman guard, I don't think she made a three. She was 0-for-2. We limited her to three shot attempts.
And their 1,000-point scorer only needed 1 point, and she didn't get it until just minutes to go in the game in a mop-up, basically.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Without a doubt.
All right, Coach. Well, we'll talk more about it on Monday night.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it now. All right.
All right. Kristen Gillespie joins us after the Redbirds win by a 53-41 lead, and the coach hollers at the Redbird fans right behind us as well, who came out in good numbers for this victory for Illinois State as the Redbirds win 53-41 over Bradley. All right, let's take a break and we get into post-game mode. And Redbirds, we are now headed to hoops in the heartland, the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament at the Tax Slayer Center in Moline. And for your upcoming road trip, remember to check out GoRVing.com. Birds by a dozen win the regular season finale, and they are not a Thursday team this year at the Valley Tournament. Numbers and more coming up next. This is Illinois State Women's Basketball from Learfield.